This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and it's the Tuesday edition of the show. We kick off hour number two. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map and more. It's all for free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, got some emails we want to burn through here tonight, just kind of doing a little bit of catch-up. Also on the way, Manwich, you've got a report that apparently Iraq is being shelled by neighboring Iran.
That's what the report says. Looks like we're at war, folks.
Yeah. Also, $100 million in pork being spent on a submarine? We'll explain all of that and more coming up. Your calls about anything, but since we were talking about the Bush speech last night in regards to immigration, I thought now would be an appropriate time to jump into some emails on that subject, and we do have a variety of them. First, coming from, someone who's kind of angry. From Michael. He emails and says, I've listened to your radio program before, and I've always had some libertarian views. However, the reason the Libertarian Party will never go anywhere in America is because of what I just heard on your program from both the hosts and the ignorant caller. The caller and hosts are misinformed about the effects of illegal immigration. You people are no better than the Democrats. And no, I am not a Republican. Both major parties are completely controlled, but the Libertarian Party will never go anywhere with this stance on illegal immigration. I, for one, will never promote libertarians and will actually spread the word about your open border stance. Oh, wait a minute, Michael. I thought you just said you'd never promote us. Please, spread the word all you want.
Well, you know, I do agree that most Americans, the vast majority of Americans, do not agree with the Libertarian Party's stance on immigration. And the Libertarian Party's stance on immigration is contingent on quite a few issues. I'm not sure exactly what the party stance is. How about our libertarian views here on the show? And we're pretty close, I would say, on as far as immigration goes.
Yes, we are. And I would also say, because I've looked recently to see what the party stance was on immigration, mm-hmm. they do have an open border stance.
Okay.
So ours pretty much mirrors their stance
We believe in open borders, but we also believe that open borders would bring a whole bunch of people that want to just mooch off our welfare state in here. So let's do away with the welfare state.
Yep.
And that hospitals would have to service people that they knew weren't going to pay because there's a law that they have to. So let's stop hospitals from having to service people that
right.
that I have no intention of paying and that they don't believe are going to pay. And there's always the ever-present fear that some terrorist is going to sneak across the border. And let's be clear, the only terrorist that we've managed to catch at a border, we caught at the Canadian border.
Yeah.
So building a fence around the Mexican border doesn't make as much sense as building a fence along the Canadian border, which is longer and more porous.
So I don't think the hijackers came through the Mexican border.
Probably not.
No.
But they may very well continue. They may very well do that in the future. So we would have to, our view is here on the show that you would have to stop the foreign adventurism, the
right.
going into other countries and killing their people.
So
and then
essentially,
no one would care about sneaking in here and blowing up our buildings.
Essentially, the short version is if we really did truly have a small government, a constitutionally sized government, without any of the wealth redistribution programs, then unrestricted immigration wouldn't be a problem at all.
I'd have to say that's true.
Continue. This one from Jared. He says, I've been listening to your show for a week or so now, and I'm really enjoying what I'm hearing. I'm a liberty-minded person, not an official libertarian, Free State Project member, and a Gardner Goldsmith fan. That's a guy that hosts a great show up in New Hampshire.
Great.
Anyway, I do have one criticism. I've heard you guys suggest on a couple of shows that those who take a hard position against illegal immigration are racists. If that is, in fact, what you're saying, then I have to disagree.
Okay, I'm really interested in this because I simply cannot see how you can be anything but a bigot, and that's the term we've used.
Yeah.
A bigot and stand against illegal immigration. Because I think that it all boils down to that if you have a conversation with somebody. At least that's the way I see it.
Here's what he says. First of all, let me clarify, I'm not one of those people. I am concerned about security, but I also recognize that the federal government was never given the constitutional power to control immigration, and that the strain of our economy on our economy exists because of the existence of ridiculous government programs, as we just pointed out. Anyway,
and that the illegal aliens really do provide something great for the economy.
Correct. Anyway, I do not doubt that there are a lot of racists out there who just don't want foreigners coming into the country. I also believe, however, that the majority of conservatives who are against illegal immigration are against it for other reasons. They may have been misled their whole lives to think that government should be in the business of welfare, public schools, etc. Their political philosophy is that these programs should exist. You and I don't agree with that philosophy, but these conservatives are still in the dark. Now, since they're
if we're supposed to have welfare programs, then why would we have welfare programs to take care of somebody in San Diego, but we wouldn't have a welfare program to take care of somebody who's 100 miles to the south in Tijuana,
because of the border?
Well, why? Why are we taking care of a poor person one place and not taking care of a poor person another place?
Because they're poor Americans.
Why am I legally obligated to take care of one of them and I'm not legally obligated to take care of another one? It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make
sense. It's kind of a dumb thing.
Well, supporting welfare is a dumb idea.
Entirely supporting welfare is dumb, but supporting welfare...
And to support welfare...
Geographic welfare.
And when we bring this up to the so-called conservatives, they always say, well, we can't get rid of welfare. But wait, I thought you were a small government conservative. What happened to all your rhetoric about freedom and liberty? Well, we can't get rid of welfare. We'll never win that battle. Well, why not?
Yeah, we can't win the battle against welfare, but we can win the battle against illegal immigration. Huh?
Well, anyway, Jared continues. He says, now, since they're operating under that philosophy, they see illegal immigrants who are using these services without paying taxes and costing the government.
Illegal immigrants have very little access to government services, okay? Very, very little. Extraordinary limited. Now, when you take an immigrant who comes in and somehow manages to get here legally and get all the paperwork and stuff, they have lots of access to government programs.
Uh-huh.
So, if your argument is that they will come here and use welfare, then your argument stinks because... letting them in legally is the way to give them welfare.
I guess that I've heard that California allows them to go to school and that sort of thing, so that might be what they're complaining about. The fact that they're going to school based on you're paying for it. Anyway, they don't understand, apparently, according to Jared, they don't understand why they have to pay for services and taxes and illegal immigrants do not. They just don't realize that the government's the true criminal.
Wait
here.
A second. No, we're not done yet. Many illegal immigrants... do work under false papers. They have false Social Security numbers, and they pay taxes. They don't get any tax. They don't get any money back on the 15th of April because their money goes away. They're just paying taxes
so they can work.
So they can work. So they can earn some money so that they can live here. So that's a crappy argument too. Millions and millions of dollars.
But there must be some of them that are actually
sure. Some of them are.
Okay. He says I really don't. He says the true criminal here is the government. From stealing from citizens to pay for other citizens and non-citizens. I really don't see that as having anything to do with racism. Under their base beliefs, illegal immigration is unfair. It's not that they're racist, it's just that they're misled about the ethics of government. So I had to get that off my chest. Keep up the good work. So he says they're not racist, they're just misled.
I can see where he's coming from. You could believe a false premise and then not be a bigot. But the premises... to me, are clearly false. I've explained why none of these things make any good sense.
Right.
So, what underlies all of it? Why don't you want to, and if you ask them this, well, why don't we make it legal for people to come in? Then they say, well, no, we can't have all those people in here.
Tuberculosis.
They'll say something, because it's...
they're murderers.
But they've broken the law.
Drug dealers.
See, that's the nonsense, is when you say, well, let's do this, then it's like, no, we can't do that. Now, why don't they want to do that? Why is it okay for people to immigrate from...
our culture. Our
Canada?
Culture.
Why is it okay for people to come from England? Why is it okay for Australians to come here? It's not okay for Mexicans.
I think Jared's right.
I think they're bigots. That's why.
I think Jared's right, though, that we need to be careful to not jump to the conclusion that somebody is necessarily a bigot. However, once we start destroying objection after objection, and this is what we do when they come on the air with us, and if you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, once we destroy objection after objection after objection, and it just comes down to the old, well, what about our culture? Then you have a bigot, my friend. More on the way. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control of you.
Gee, honey, your feet look great in those sandals.
Thanks. Last summer I was too embarrassed by my nails to wear them.
Well, your toenails sure look clear and healthy now. Makes me feel terrible about mine. See, this one looks thick, that one's yellow.
What you need is Nonex Nail Gel. Nonex clears out the buildup that discolors toenails and fingernails. It's called keratin debris. Just apply Nonex daily.
And I'll have clear, healthy-looking toenails?
Just look at mine.
Podiatrist recommended Nonex Nail Gel. Now at Walgreens, Longs, Eckerd Pharmacy, Rite Aid, and Brooks Pharmacy in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich. You can join us online. freetalklive.com. We got live streams on our website. They're both free. There's a broadband version and a dial-up version. So two sizes should fit virtually everybody with an internet connection. And they're free. FreeTalkLive.com. Also, you need to know Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at FreeStateProject.org. That's FreeStateProject.org. We go to the phones, man, which we're discussing immigration, and we have Rillian, because ladies come first. Rillian in Denmark. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, great.
I just have to call in because every time you bring up immigration and bring up the idea that these crazy Mexicans are coming in and they're destroying our culture, I just have to laugh. Living in Denmark, I can't help doing kind of a cross-cultural comparison.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You've got Muslims there, don't you?
Exactly. We've got brown people to the south that speak a funny language.
Right.
And people are afraid of them. But, you know, to my knowledge, the vast majority of Mexicans are Catholic. The vast majority of Americans are Christian of some form or another.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have the religion clash going on. And I'm not trying to say that Europe is then justified by keeping out people from the Middle East, but it just seems like so much less of a cultural difference that I think it's silly. I mean, you don't even have to have debates about honor killings or Sharia law or anything like that. So
yeah, but they're brown, really.
I don't understand what people are objecting to.
Americans are great at overreacting, though. You know, we've always overreacted to our problems compared to Europeans. Europeans have always had the bigger problems. But, you know, you're attached to the largest segment of land in the world.
Now, you're actually an American living in Denmark. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I actually lived in Texas before I moved here.
Aha. Uh-huh. So then you have some...
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good basis for comparison.
Yeah. Well, what was it like? I mean, was there a lot of immigration concerns back when you were living in Texas?
Yeah, actually, because I lived in a neighborhood in Dallas that was predominantly Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a problem. I mean, I dated a guy who was Hispanic. You know, go to Hispanic grocery stores, you get things you couldn't get at the regular ones. So
right.
I'm not particularly fond of Tejano, but... You know, other than that, I don't see what the big conflict is. And, you know, if you don't want to live around Mexicans, don't live in Texas.
Yeah. Do you think that Manwich is right here and that a lot of this is based off of bigotry, this is based off of racism?
That's the only thing I can come up with. I mean, I used to be somewhat hesitant about immigration precisely because of the welfare issue, and I just saw it as an economic problem, but I don't see that as a viable excuse anymore for being opposed to it. I think if you get rid of welfare, there's no reason left.
Yep.
You know, I don't like using the term racism because it's not really racism as much as it's ethnocentrism.
Okay.
So,
well,
yeah.
What do you mean when you say that? Ethnocentrism meaning our race is the best?
Our culture is the best.
Our culture.
It's about culture.
Which happens to be white people.
Right. It's a white
person. Versus brown people.
Right, correct. It's a fine line, but it is a different term.
Okay. So if you
are
a white Hispanic...
It's an attempt to save a supposed monolithic cultural identity, which is just an illusion to begin with.
Right. Again, we haven't really ever been able to figure out what that whole culture thing means. And one thing is for sure, change is a constant. I mean, change is guaranteed, and these people are essentially saying, we don't want to lose our culture, whatever that is. We're not sure exactly what defines it, but we know we're losing it. That's their argument, essentially. Really, and thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I really think this is, you know, if it's not actually ethnocentrism or bigotry, then it's just reluctance to change. It's just pure fear of change. You know, these people are concerned that the percentage of white people in their area is going down.
Which white people aren't having children. There's some blame to be laid at the door of white people.
And they're concerned that they might actually have to do something in order to continue living in the same place where they are. I mean, if you're living somewhere where there's 97% Hispanics, you might actually have to learn some Spanish to get along pretty well in that area. And whoa, asking Americans to actually learn something new after they've gotten out of school? Apparently that's a pretty radical idea. Let's go to the phones to Peter in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter. What do you guys think about changing the name of the country? United Socialist States of America?
Well, it would be more accurate, I suppose.
Long way there.
What do you think of the United States offering to make certain provinces of Mexico and Canada states?
Well, I don't really see
the benefit.
I would like the United States that I would like to see wouldn't really matter very much if you got to vote for the president. It would be a constitutional sized government, and the president wouldn't wield that much power over the people. the ability to put together, you know, to move an army from place to place. You know, there's not much the president has the ability to do. So, I don't know. It doesn't matter. There wouldn't be any welfare, so.
So you say, okay, let's add some more states, man?
Whatever. Sure, right. Whatever.
What do you think, Peter?
I think we should offer them statehood.
But now, why is that? What do you think the benefit to that is?
There wouldn't be such an influx of Mexicans into the country.
Well, wouldn't we have to, under the current situation, wouldn't we have to sort of redistribute wealth to those provinces?
Then there would be new bureaucracies formed in those new states, and they would have to get some federal money, and we'd have to, and the federal government would have to set up federal offices there. I mean, it could be done. I don't know if it would benefit anybody.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
Thanks, Peter. Appreciate hearing from you, man. Right. Let's talk to Jack in Missouri. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Hello, gentlemen. Are you there?
Hey, yes, Jack, you're calling from the state where food prep students, culinary students, are allowed to taste wine but spit it out. How's that feel?
I didn't realize that. That's great.
What an honor. So what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to y'all last week, and you were talking about the various polls that have been coming out, you know, one being the president's approval rating.
In the
tank. Yes, exactly. And then the NSA. And I was trying to, you know, figure these two out, how they, you know, kind of maybe went together. And it occurred to me just recently, and I was wondering if this is kind of long, if anybody else is already realizing this or not, but or maybe it's just me, but these approval ratings of our president so low is it has nothing to do with the wiretaps, does it? It's all about the immigration.
Well, no, actually, according to what I read today, the ABC News Washington Post poll, which ranks them at 33% today, again, an all-time low for that particular poll, it says that most people are ranking him as a bad president based on Iraq.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I would say that, to some extent, the information's sort of targeted. If there's somebody like me out there that still, if there is, and I'm not saying I do, if there's somebody out there like me that sort of supports Bush up to this point, but then I really care about freedom of speech issues, then I find out about the NSA wiretap, or I guess it would be more Amendment 4 issues if I care about personal privacy issues, and then this wiretap thing comes out. So maybe it's targeted and it plinks off a percent here and there, the different types of news.
Okay. I don't even know if I understand what you just said, man.
Okay, let me try it again. There may be somebody out there who supported Bush before the poll, the information about the NSA came out, and then it came out, and then, oh, man, I care a lot about the Fourth Amendment.
You're saying people are reaching their point of saturation. They're getting
different
sick
people are plinked off by different issues.
I see. Hey, thanks for the call, Jack. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We still have people that want to talk immigration. This is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free again, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
I'm Dr. Hunter for your health. What are the simple ways to avoid falls? And if you fall, do you know how to fall? Now, it may not prevent all the broken bones, but there's a certain way to fall. I'll be right back with some tips for you.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Learning how to fall, that's very important. And this comes from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. you try to fall onto your side or onto your buttocks and roll over naturally, turning your head in the direction of the roll. That's kind of like what they teach you when you go skiing. Keep your wrists, elbows, and knees bent and avoid trying to break the fall with your hands or your elbows. That's very, very important. Now, if you fall, take a few deep breaths and see if you can move and try to get yourself up. If not, call 911. Those are some simple advices for how to learn how to fall. I'm Dr. Hunter for your health.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we have updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop as to what's going on with the show. Updates.freetalklive.com is the place to go to do that. It's totally free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We continue with the most misunderstood issue in American politics today. It's the most heavily talked about. I think there are some people out there that are probably sick about hearing, sick of hearing about immigration. But man, people keep wanting to say things about it. So we go to the phones. Let's talk to Mark in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
unfortunately,
sir.
In fact, tragically, I fell asleep in the middle of your show last night, so I didn't get to hear you guys punctuate Bush's remarks, but I can already imagine what you guys said.
Well, you can always listen to the show via our archives at freetalklive.com.
Yeah,
go ahead,
I'm definitely going to have to do that, but I was going to say, here we go, sending National Guard troops down to the border.
6,000 of them.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny how it's been emphasized they're not going to take part in actually carrying out law enforcement duties, but they're just going to help build a wall, you know, a nice high-tech wall with infrared sensors and everything like that.
Right,
yeah.
Should be done sometime in the next 20 years, right?
Yeah, but I hope it's never done, of course.
Well, I hope so, too. I'm just saying if that's what they're calling for, it's going to take a lot longer than what they think it's going to take.
And it sounds like, they talked about erecting, barriers, walls, basically at strategic, choke points, like near points of entrance and exit points, urban areas.
Right, the words that President Bush used were urban corridors.
Yes,
I'm not sure what that means.
And then also, essentially, about rural areas, too. But either way, I don't like any part of this because they're certainly going to curtail one's ability to leave the country.
Yep.
By automobile.
You bet.
And I don't like this at all.
Not to mention it'll make it more difficult to get back into the country. And, of course, they have the makings of the national ID card on the way. You've got real ID coming down the pipe. You've got more enforcement on the border, which means inevitably he was also touching on how he wants to enforce in regards to business owners hiring illegals. He said that there would be an identification card. We already know there are several proposals on the table. He didn't mention this, but remember, he's not writing the law. He's just saying in his speech what he wants to see happen. It's Congress that's going to write the laws. So there could be all kinds of other things that are going to be put on the table that we're not even aware of yet, including one of the most disturbing things to me is this national employer verification system. Have you heard about this yet, Mark?
I have. I'm not incredibly familiar with it, but
they're essentially going to force. They have a volunteer. They have a voluntary version of it in effect right now. There's 5,000 businesses around the country that are using it. Essentially, they're going to take this what is now a voluntary system and force it onto everybody if one of these laws passes. essentially it's going to say, okay, you as a business owner, you must verify all of your new employees' immigration status with the federal government prior to being able to hire. So essentially, hiring just is going to be taking an approval through the federal government. You cannot hire somebody if this law passes without asking the feds for permission.
You know, that's real scary. And there's this other, you know, there's like a statute in some piece of legislation that was already passed. And I can't remember exactly what industry it pertained to, but it did something to the effect where, like, if, I think it has to do with, like, lending institutions. Well, no, actually, it wasn't lending, it was something else. It was, like, check cashing places. And if they were to, like, cash the check of a customer came up on, like, some, watch list, that the business itself could be prosecuted as an accessory to crime. And so this is a scary trend, too, because, you know, we're going to end up in a situation where as they expand these laws, and that's all the government does, they never downsize or repeal or reduce anything, but as they expand this, it's going to be like when you want to buy something, you know, and then with their national ID card, i.e. the so-called driver's license, which is the national ID card, you go scan it, and it's like, ooh, you know, you come up on a watch list, and just to cover their own butts, are they going to want to, are they going to sell anything to you? No.
There already is the no-buy list in America. All businesses are required by law to check it. Most businesses don't even know about this law or even the buy list. However, I've read that auto dealers, car dealers, are actually checking the no-buy list. It's allegedly for suspected terrorists. So essentially what we have here is a new Red Scare with terrorists combined with immigrants, and we're going to have a police lockdown, a police state lockdown, in order to control this. It's ludicrous.
Yeah, and what garbage, too, because, you know, if somebody's truly a terrorist, you don't put them on a no-buy list. You know, you would arrest them, wouldn't you?
You would think. Mark, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Frightening where this country's going, to the cheers of the people. The cheers of the nation. Rah, rah, we want to stop immigrants. Well, you're going to stop your freedoms in return.
Yeah.
Let's talk to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwitz. Hello.
Yeah, how are you? Of course, this is just one more of the Bush scams. Have you heard about the recent, about a month ago, he was trying to sell the ports of America to Dubai?
Yeah, right.
Have you heard about the newest Dubai scam?
I know they bought something. What was it now?
Well, it's called Doncaster Engineering. And about 2 weeks ago, the very day that Bush was hepping up this immigration issue, this was actually the day that their talking point was that the national anthem was in Spanish. That was their big talking point of the day. Bush signs documents to allow them to buy Doncaster Engineering from the British. Again, and of course with the ports, apparently the British own our ports, which is a scandal enough. I think George Washington would be spinning in his grave if he thought that New York and Philadelphia and Baltimore and any number of other ports are owned by the British. But that the British were able to sell our ports, and then they're also selling Doncaster Engineering, which does a huge amount of engineering work for the military-industrial complex. So Dubai, it's bad enough that they were going to run our ports, but now they're going to run our military systems. They're going to design our weapons for us. So this has been completely covered up for almost 2 weeks now. And, you could do a Google search, Doncaster Engineering. You could do type in Dubai and Doncaster. And just amazing that he could allow such a scandal. And, of course, he's doing this huge cover-up.
Visit the grave of Hector Boyardee. Yes, that's right. Hector
Boyardee.
Whoever's there, we need to put him back on hold here. Hector knew that his canned pasta bearing his name would be mispronounced by most Americans, so he just spelled it phonetically and ended up with Chef Boyardee. The kindly man on the face of beefaroni was born in Italy in 1897.
Is that really? I thought it was just some caricature. That's great that it's actually
Hector Boyardee,
an immigrant.
So each year there's a large festival in Little Italy to celebrate the Italian heritage of the area, and many people are speaking Italian and waving Italian flags. So there's a little bit more on the history of Cleveland, how it's a history of non-English-speaking immigrants and how they destroyed the culture of Cleveland in order to create a new culture in Cleveland. We'll explore. 800-259-9231. Your calls as well about whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
What has been deemed the healthiest oil on the earth? Virgin coconut oil. What did Women's Day magazine call the miracle oil? Virgin coconut oil. Why have people reported increased energy, reduction in food craving, and an easier time losing weight? Virgin coconut oil. The answer is clear. It's time to switch to virgin coconut oil by Nourishing Planet. Made from organic coconuts, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil is produced in the pristine Fiji Islands. Using coconuts within hours of opening, Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil retains more of the nutrition, including the tocotrienols, which are powerful vitamin E antioxidants. The minimally processed coconuts allow for delightful taste and the aroma of fresh coconuts. Order your Nourishing Planet virgin coconut oil by visiting ecoviva.com. That's ecoviva.com. Or call 1-866-680-8484. That's 1-866-680-8484.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Again, 800-259-9231. Talking immigration, but you can bring up anything. And as always, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can find information about the show host, the stuff we talk about on the air, some history to the show, and more. It's all been created by you, though. That's the thing about the wiki. It's not a Free Talk Live created website. We just flipped it on, and then you guys went in and created over 650 unique pages of content.
Isn't there some warning on the front of the wiki that says if any show hosts are caught messing with these pages, they'll be, what, electrocuted or something?
Something like that, yeah. We'll have our own private property taken from us.
Right. We don't have... So it's not done by us.
Yeah. Wiki.freetalklive.com. We're reading an email from Paul in regards to immigration. He's sharing with us a bit of history of Cleveland because we had a guy call in a couple weeks ago who was calling from Cleveland, complaining about all the immigrants coming in, about all the Mexicans coming into Cleveland. And apparently this dude that called in doesn't know much about the history of Cleveland, so Paul is filling us in here. Apparently, we had a lot of they had a lot of Italians and Catholics come into town, set up Little Italy. None of them spoke English. They apparently destroyed the culture of whoever it was that was living in Cleveland at the time. But that's not where it ends, Manwich. According to Paul, another village in Cleveland is the Slavic village. And can you guess who lived there?
Slavs?
Why, it's those good Protestant English. No, wait, I think the Slavic village has Slavs and Poles that immigrated from Western Europe around the turn of the century and peaked near the 30s and 40s of the 20th century. What a shock! These worthless, non-English-speaking immigrants were the foundation of the steel mills. During the first third of the last century, the largest population of Hungarians outside of Hungary was in the Buckeye Road area of Cleveland. Starting during the mid-1800s, Poles, Russians, Jews, and Austro-Hungarians moved into the eastern Cleveland township. At the turn of the century, rural southern blacks moved in as well. In the stockyards portion of the city, immigrants from Ireland and Germany, and later the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland, and Italy came and worked the hard industrial jobs that were there where all the rail lines ran. Jobs included handling livestock, meat packing, and brewing. The funny thing is, all of these areas have slowly depopulated of these groups as they moved into the suburbs and homogenized as families moved up and became more successful.
Sure. As long as English is the language of the wealthy and middle class, then I'm afraid that you're not going to lose that much of the culture because people are going to aspire to move into those classes and they're going to aspire to the trappings of those classes. One of those trappings is English speaking.
Indeed. So as these people have sort of filtered out of their original areas that they moved into, who do you think's working in this area now? Yep. Those evil Hispanic immigrants.
Yeah, I would imagine they are.
Most of them living in the same houses those other poor immigrants started out in so many decades ago.
I bet.
Want to know some more first-hand knowledge to bash this a-hole over the head with? Ask your stream partner, Mr. Steenbarger. That's a guy that runs a sports show on our live stream during the day.
I've never heard it, but I hear it's pretty good.
I'm sure that his family was one of those Jewish families native to northeastern Ohio from the beginning of time with their longhouse synagogues and bull-hide yarmulkes. If you got through this, thanks. I don't mean to ramble, but GD, Cleveland is one big Western European cluster F. Heck, even in Canton, there's a relatively large Greek population. What ticks me off is these people named...
Good restaurants, then.
What ticks me off is these people named Antonio or Selinsky, who throw crap at people for immigrating into Cleveland's wholesome community. I listen to the talk shows up there, and there's even a guy on the Talkers Top 100 named Trivisono who does it. What a bunch of hypocrites. I get tired of it, and it doesn't even concern me directly. I'm German, Irish, Scotch, Scandinavian, Welsh, Irish, English, American Indian, more German, Russian, Dutch, and some more German to top it off. So I'm the prototype Euromutt. Ugh, I really do love this R, but I see how it gets a bad rap. It's sad. I'll see you in New Hampshire from Paul. So there you go. The history of Cleveland. What do you know? It was started by a bunch of people from other countries that didn't speak a word of English. And gosh, they all ended up speaking English after a generation or two.
Amazing.
You don't think the Hispanics might do the same thing?
Of course they are.
No, they're different. Because they're brown. Let's go back to the phones. Back to David. He's back on. David, we don't know what happened. Your cell phone cut out for like 2 minutes straight or something like that.
Well, I'm not on a cell phone, but I'm sure the NSA is doing is hard at work, keeping busy with their sensor and operations.
So what other thoughts did you have for us?
Well, I was in mid-sentence there. I was essentially the theme that I'd be talking about is master race. You know, this Bush administration is essentially coming up with a constant theme that they are perfect and almighty right, and that anybody that doesn't agree with them is not part of the master race. And that last letter you were reading pretty much is, I'd agree with him, that this whole, we're all mutts of various sorts, and
yep.
For them to, they're claiming to be such blue bloods and that we're not good enough for them. Well, maybe they're not good enough
for
us.
Some mutts are browner than others. That seems to be the issue today.
Yeah. Hey, but what I was in the middle of saying before the NSA cut us off was Dubai apparently has been allowed to buy a Doncaster Engineering, which is an engineering firm that works with the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
And the British, as Bush was trying to sell the ports to England, he was trying to sell American ports
right.
that were owned by the English or the British to Dubai. Now he's, and he got busted doing that, now he's trying to sell this Doncaster Engineering And he did this on the very day that he was, his talking point was the national anthem was being sung in Spanish. while everybody was yelling and screaming about immigration, he was selling out the country again to Dubai.
Shocker.
Yeah.
David, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Glad we could get it completed for you there.
All right, no trouble.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. It's Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with another Car Clinic Minute. Powerful waves are heading your way, coming faster than you can run to shore. But don't be afraid, the water's fine. So, wait around, and when I come back, we'll ride the wild surf.
Bobby Lycus here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all scheduled maintenance is the same, so go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Surf's up! But no danger here. This is the ocean of automotive technology, and these are the waves of the future. Though some of today's vehicles dabble at the shore of fancy features, tomorrow's cars will hang 10 with these innovations. More hybrids, further reduced emissions, lighter vehicles, smaller engines with more power, factory-equipped hands-free cell phone systems, MP3 players, satellite radios, and adjustable pedals, and more interior fabrics like Gore-Tex and neoprene. Wave goodbye to the past, because tomorrow's cars will make quite a splash. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Go shopping with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and buy all your stuff through Free Talk Live. Why? Well, because we'll get a percentage of your sale if you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Don't go regularly to their website. Go through our site, and then anything you buy, we get a cut. Again, it's amazon.freetalklive.com. You get everything. I know we just had a couple people email recently saying they bought a GPS unit. Some guy spent over $100 in T-shirts. I mean, so you got everything from electronics to clothing to furniture and more. It's all available there, and you can buy it through us, amazon.freetalklive.com. Great way to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live. We're still talking immigration here because the emails and calls are just overwhelming on this topic. John emails in saying, you made the statement that the only way for illegal immigrants to chase off American citizens or for illegal immigrants to chase American citizens off their properties to remove them forcibly is erroneous. I'm confused. Is erroneous in that already?
Well, the only way to, for illegal aliens to chase Americans off of their own private property
is to remove them forcibly. He says it's erroneous. In that already, in many places in California, most of the trade unions have been infiltrated by people with a Hispanic racial bias to the extent that it's getting more and more difficult for non-Hispanics to get into the unions, and consequently, more difficult for non-Hispanics to have a career as a plumber, electrician, etc.
It was my understanding you could get that it was the easiest to get sponsored by a union member, and so the white people that were union members up to that point would probably be able to sponsor people. I'm not sure I understand this issue that he's bringing up entirely.
You're saying that the white people in the unions would have had to have sponsored in the Hispanics to allow a takeover?
And it's that much is true, and they would be able to sponsor in anyone they would want now, including white people. Also, you know, I'm sorry, but immigrants work their way up through the trades, generally, is how that's done.
The only
job out there isn't the plumber's job.
Okay,
Many plumbers have gone on and done other things, great things with their lives.
True. I'd also like to point out that, hey, you know, if that's how it's working, if what he says really is true, then too bad for you for, getting involved with unions. You know, it's too bad for us as Americans. If that's where you're coming from, John, for allowing unions to exist in the first place, and too bad you allowed politicians to pass laws protecting unions, etc. So unions, while I think that they should be allowed to exist in the marketplace, certainly shouldn't have any sort of a protected status like many of them do via the politicians. He says this kind of racial discrimination constitutes nothing less than apartheid, and was along the lines of what I was talking about when I said Mexico was swallowing the Southwest. I should add that I do not hate the brown people, as you insinuated, and that according to some polls, at least 70% of Hispanic American citizens are against illegal immigration. I don't mean to be a one-trick pony beating the pinata on the illegal immigration issue, but
it's a funny one-trick pony.
It's an issue of great importance for all Americans who work and who want to work for a living. The claim that 70% of Hispanic American citizens are against illegal immigration might be true. And if so, it's true from the perspective of, well, we went through the process, you should too. We got abused, so you should get abused too. That's all this is. It's the cycle of abuse, man, which, I mean, if you look at it, it works the same way when it comes to government as it does with the father beating his children. When you're a child and you get beaten by your father, it's likely that you're going to grow up to want to beat your kids as well, because, well, you went through it, you should beat your kids too, because you turned out all right. And so the cycle of abuse continues itself. Same thing with government. Since some people submitted themselves to the abuse of the immigration process, they feel like everybody else should submit themselves as well. Everyone else should feel the abuse, should feel the lashings of the whip. Hour 3's on the way. You take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're